From science to fiction, or more accurately, fantasy. Right now, there are thousands of people connected to the internet playing an online game together. The game is called World of Warcraft, WoW for short. NPR's Robert Holt is one of the 800,000 people who pay up to $15 a month to play.
I'm standing in a dank mine shaft. I'm in the Dead Mines, the home of a notorious gang of thieves. But I'm not in this alone. Four other people are playing the characters down here with me. We're after Edwin Van Cleef, the leader of the gang. We must take his head, or we have failed our quest. My character is a warlock named Galt, and the world he's in is rendered through my computer in full three-dimensional color and surround sound. I talk to other players through a chat window. I can also make my character laugh, wave, sleep, dance, point, cry, beg, almost anything you can think of. Up ahead, we see a burly miner. He immediately runs towards us, swinging his pick. One of my companions parries, and the rest of us enter the fray. I press a key on my keyboard, and my character hurls a bolt of shadow at the miner. Behind the scenes, the computer rolls virtual dice, calculating if my bolt hits him, and then how hard. My shadow bolt hits the miner for over 100 points of damage. The miner crumples in defeat. This battle won, we stop to rest. I press the X key, and my character sits down. Taking advantage of the respite, I have my character tell a joke by typing /silly in the chat window.
How does a tauren hide in a cherry tree? He paints his hooves red.
This sounds like a fantasy movie, like Lord of the Rings. But this is a role-playing game, or RPG. In an RPG, you shape the story. You begin by creating a character, a wizard, rogue, or just a plain fighter. Then, you go on adventures with groups of friends. You find treasure and gain experience, and that makes your character more powerful. There are multiple storylines, royal intrigue, assassinations, monster infestation, and the game's creator, Blizzard, has plans to expand the already huge world, adding new quests and storylines. In WoW, interaction with other players is essential. Certain quests, like the Dead Mines, cannot be finished alone. The human element adds a lot of spice to the game. For me, the shining moments are when you're deep inside a dungeon with four other real people, and the unexpected or heroic occurs, a warrior defeating his foe with his last breath, sacrificing himself for the group. WoW is highly polished, easy to use, and is simply beautiful to look at. The game took 6 years to develop, and a team of over 30 artists created the game's visuals. The art is highly stylized. The world doesn't look entirely realistic. The stylized visuals of WoW make it easy to suspend your disbelief, immersing you in the world. And immerse you it does. Let me warn you, this game is highly addictive. In the 2 months I've been playing the game, I've logged over 120 hours of playing time, and I've stopped watching TV altogether. Yes, I know how scary this sounds. The game's biggest flaw is that it's too popular, and there are times when the servers are overloaded and the game is unresponsive. It's incredibly frustrating to be disconnected from the game in the middle of a tough fight, and when you reconnect, you're dead. World of Warcraft is the best online role-playing game to date, and I'll be playing it for a long time. You can find me on Feathermoon. Look for a warlock named Galt.
The game is called World of Warcraft. Our reviewer is Robert Holt.